Harper Audio presents The Sisters Brothers by Patrick DeWitt, performed by John Pruden. Oregon City, 1851. 1. Trouble with the horses. I was sitting outside the Commodore's mansion, waiting for my brother Charlie to come out with news of the job. It was threatening to snow, and I was cold, and for want of something to do, I studied Charlie's new horse, Nimble. My new horse was called Tub. We did not believe in naming horses, but they were given to us as partial payment for the last job with the names intact, so that was that. Our unnamed previous horses had been immolated, so it was not as though we did not need these new ones, but I felt we should have been given money to purchase horses of our own choosing, horses without histories and habits and names they expected to be addressed by. I was very fond of my previous horse, and lately had been experiencing visions while I slept of his death, his kicking, burning legs, his hot, popping eyeballs. He could cover 60 miles in a day like a gust of wind, and I never laid a hand on him except to stroke him or clean him, and I tried not to think of him burning up in that barn, but if the vision arrived uninvited, how was I to guard against it? Tub was a healthy enough animal, but would have been better suited to some other less ambitious owner. He was portly and low-backed and could not travel more than 50 miles in a day. I was often forced to whip him, which some men do not mind doing and which in fact some enjoy doing, but which I do not like to do, and afterward he, Tub, believed me cruel and thought to himself, "Sad life, sad life." I felt a weight of eyes on me and looked away from Nimble. Charlie was gazing down from